Welcome into the TVL Rundown, joined with TVL Sports Spotlight's own Jeff Wirtz. This is Max Blasky with KNDY Radio. Jeff, as always, a busy week in the TVL. Plenty of teams in baseball and softball making a push to the postseason that's going to kick off here in just a couple weeks. But I know there were some standout performances on the diamonds this last week, as well as a few teams like Blue Valley getting their first win of the season. So what stood out on the diamond on both boys and girls side to you this week?
Well, I think it's clear we have to start with that Blue Valley team getting a very nice pair of wins against Republic County late last week and getting on a roll. And I think Blue Valley has a nice shot now. They get that monkey off their back, and now it's time to really put it in full gear for the Rams.
You mentioned on a roll one of those teams, the Onega Buffaloes baseball and softball teams on a roll, had an excellent performance from one of the Buffs last week. Jackson Coulterman had a big night. Why don't we highlight his night he had at the plate and on the mound?
Yeah, Jackson was tremendous in the games against Troy. He hit two home runs, one of which is a grand slam, 8 runs driven in. He pitched all 4 innings of the first game and struck out 9 and no-hit them. So to say that Jackson Coulterman had a good day against Troy is probably a bit of an understatement. He also hit another home run in the second game and drove in 3 more runs.
And I think next week we're going to dive a little bit more in depth on the baseball and softball postseason coming up. But something we wanted to get to this week that we haven't yet this year is the powerlifting. Somewhat of a new sport too here in the TVL, but last week was state champions, and I know we had a lot of area athletes that performed exceptionally well at that.
One that I really wanted to talk about was Frankfurt's Brock Armstrong, 173 pounds in the power clean. He cleaned 265. I think we know why Armstrong kind of lives up to his name. He really showed off at the Kumpfa powerlifting. Also, the Clifton Clyde girls and both the boys and girls sides of the Eagles really showed up.
Another opportunity to show off what the TVL is made of. And at the time that we're recording this, Jeff, you're over in Washington at the high school track meet. I know there's a bunch of teams over there, but where can people find all the results and, of course, the upcoming schedule for the near future?
Of course, you can go to the social media pages of the TVL Spotlight. Look for TVL Sports Spotlight on both Facebook and Twitter. I will have information from all of the upcoming meets and games there, as well as TVLSpotlight.com.
And as always, if you get a chance to go out, support those local athletes, do. It's amazing what they do night in and night out. For Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight, this has been Max Blasky, KNDY Radio on the TVL Rundown. We'll see you all again next week.